Today's scripture reading is again taken from Proverbs.
今日我哋睇经嘅经文会系我哋经文会喺箴言嗰度读出。
Chapters 10, verse 18, 19, 31, 32. Chapter 12, verses 13, 14, 17, 18, and 25. Chapter 15, verses 1 and 4. Chapter 16, verses 23, 28. Chapter 18, verses 21. Chapter 25, verse 11 and 15, and chapter 29, verse 11.
喺唔同嘅经文，第十章、十八、十九、三十一、第三十二章同三十二、第十二章、第十三、十四、十七、十八、十廿五节，第十五章一四节，第十六章二十三、廿八，第十八章廿一节，廿五章十一、十五节，第廿九章十一节。
We'll first read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
先用英文，用啟應嘅方式嚟讀，然後用中文嚟讀。
Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 18. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool.
Where words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lip is prudent.
The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off.
The lip of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse.
An evil man is ensnared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous escapes from trouble.
From the lips of his mouth, a man is satisfied with good, and the work of a man's hand come back to him.
Whoever speaks the truth gives honest evidence, but a false witness utters deceit.
There is one who rushes with a light sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit.
The heart of the wise makes his speech vigorous and adds to his lips.
A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver.
Patient, the ruler will be persuaded, and the soft tongue will break a bone.
Let's read verse 11 from chapter 29 together. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back.
第十章第十八节，隐藏怨恨的有说谎的嘴，口出财谎的是愚妄的人。
多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇自有智慧。
以人的口滋生智慧，歪谋的舌必被割断。
令人喜悦嘴的口，
恶人嘴中的过错是自己的网罗，但以人必脱离患难。
果子必饱得美福，人手所作的必为自己的报应。
指出真话的显明公义，作假见证的显出诡诈。
如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为愚人的良药。
人心忧虑，屈而不伸，一句良言使人之心欢乐。
言语暴戾触动怒气，
温良的舌是生命主，歪谋的嘴使人心碎。
下半段后，又指他的嘴增长学问，
乖僻人播散纷争，团结的离间密友。
喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。
一句话说得合宜，就如金苹果在银网之里。
请一起读读。愚妄人怒气全发，
智慧人忍气含怒。
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Children may now be dismissed for children's worship.
呢时候，细路哥可以落去下边儿童崇拜。
As Wilson Chang's message, Our Word Matters, Part 2.
我们的言语很重要，第二部分由田牧师嚟传讲。
If you were with us last week, we saw last time the power of our words, both for good and for bad.
如你上礼拜同我一起的时候，你记得我曾经讲过话，言语有这个正面和负面的重要性。
And just by a quick way of review, first for the bad, we looked at Proverbs 12:18, where we see the power of words to wound.
咁如果我哋睇翻呢个第十二章十八节嘅时候，讲到话说话浮躁嘅人如刀刺人一样。
Joke, if you don't mind, 12:18, which is the first part of it, you can see that there, the reckless words pierce like a sword. That's in the NIV. You have the ESV up there, and again, I purposely state another translation because, again, you need more.To understand God's word, you need more than one translation.
咁我刻意嘅吓摆咗唔同嘅版本喺呢个嘅啊 PowerPoint 嘅上边啊，你睇到佢呢句说话，佢话呢个暴躁人嘅说话好似一把刀咁样可以刺伤人。
And as we saw last time, if you were with us, this is saying that words have the power to do damage that can't be remedied.
佢話説話好多時候可以造成嘅一個傷害，係令到啊，或好多時候未必可以能夠有解決嘅方法。
And of course, the analogy is a sword, right? If you stick a sword in, you can pull the sword out, but the damage is done.
咁即係正如好似一把刀去刉入人一個身體，你掹翻出嚟嘅時候，可能個傷害係非常之大。
And it gets worse, as we saw last time as well.Words have the power to kill.
甚至这个的言语有这个杀害人的这个能力。
Right, wars are started with bad words. I just saw this past week, because there's an exhibit on one of the Holocaust death camps in a museum in Brooklyn this week, and the Holocaust has started with bad words.
咁我哋谂翻起呢过去一个星期吓，有一个关于呢、这个第二次大战犹太人被屠杀嘅一个嘅展览。呢、这个嘅屠杀开始嘅时候，有啲人去散播呢、这个谣言唔好嘅说话。
But as you know, as a fellow human being, it's not just the power to kill, just physically or psychologically. We learned also last time it destroys community.
咁好多時候將整個嘅一個嘅羣體將佢哋去摧毀咗。
And you could see that as Shioka, if you don't mind, if you could shine up 16:28, you could see it there. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends.
咁第二十六章嘅二十八節，佢話：乖僻人播散紛爭，傳舌的離間密友。
Also, by way of review, we saw last time in general what makes a lie so destructive.
我亦都讲到上个星期话，点解呢个嘅谎话会有咁大嘅破坏嘅能力咧
？Anybody remember?
有冇人记得点解咧
？Because it destroys the very thing you need—a relationship.
因为系将呢个人同人之间嘅关系最重要嘅个一点。打破了，打碎了。
Because as a fellow human being, you know, you don't need to be told. You know, as soon as you lie, you're hiding reality. You're hiding reality to someone.
当你去讲大话的时候，你将这个现实同人的前面去拿走了。
Why? Because you've distorted what reality actually is.
你将这个现实去歪曲咗
，and a barrier is immediately propped it up。
咁你同人嘅之间有一个嘅屏障，将你分开咗
，and you've isolated yourself
将你自己去
抽离咗，同 the person you lied to。
同我啲你對講大話嘅人嗰度抽離咗出嚟。
You have to watch what you say.
所以你好小心你講嘅係咩說話。
You're actually in the process of hiding if you don't.
可能但係當你冇即係咁做嘅時候，你可能或者去匿埋更加好。
If you lie, distort the truth to family and friends, you're destroying the very thing you need to live.
好多時候，當你將呢個事情去歪曲、講大話嘅時候，人生存需要嘅嘢，可能你就去將佢破碎咗佢。Because
the scriptures spell out, we're relational beings. We're made in the image of God.
佢話：我哋係按住神嘅形象而造，我哋將人同人之間關係上邊最重要嗰樣嘢去攞走咗。And
of course, the Bible depicts the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one, as the perfect relational three persons interfacing perfectly with one another.
咁睇到呢個聖父、聖子、聖靈呢個三位一體係一個完美嘅關係。
But we also saw last time that you're supposed to use the power of speech positively.
咁上個星期亦都講到話，我哋都可以將言語用喺一個正面嘅上邊。
Do you remember? How do you do that?
我可以點樣做呢？
Well, what do you do when you have hatred and you have bitterness?
咁當你有呢個苦毒、有呢個嘅怨恨嘅時候，你會點做呢？
You remember?
你記唔記得呢？
You're supposed to talk it to God. That's confession, repentance, and faith.
你去神嘅面前向神去傾心吐意，向佢去認罪悔改。
And it's also helpful, as we learned, to talk to someone who cares about you about it.
亦都係同一個真係關心你嘅人去同佢分享。
But do it properly, otherwise you slander someone.
你要好小心去講，因為如果唔係，你會變成咗去重傷去另一個人。
And the example that I used was, you can say this, I have this in my heart, I have this problem.
佢話：我喺我嘅內心裏邊，我有呢一個問題喺度。
I have this hatred, I have this discouragement, I have this temptation.
我有呢個嘅誘惑，我有呢個嘅困難喺我內心。
And you talk to somebody who loves you, what's feeling on the inside.
你去話俾呢一個關心你嘅人聽，究竟你喺個中有咩嘅感受？
Why? Because it clothes your thoughts. Words clothes your thoughts.
佢將你嘅思想、將你嘅感情、將佢去發泄出嚟。
That means it makes it easier for you to see.
俾你可以更加去睇到。
It makes it easier to understand yourself.
更加去明白你自己係點樣。
Now that's the power of words in a nutshell. You know, I condensed 40 minutes of a message in 5 minutes.
咁係上個星期我有一個嘅講道嘅一個總綱。
But today, part 2, we're looking at the character of our words.
咁我今日會講到就話我哋嘅話語有咩嘅特性喺度呢？
And Chuck, if you don't mind, if you hit slide 2, the 5 needs concerning the character words, we mentioned them last time, and we're going to look at them briefly this time. First, we need truthful, honest speech rather than deceptiveness.
第一件事，我需要一個誠實嘅說話，而唔係一個欺詐人嘅說話。
Again, I'm just going to quickly mention them, and then we'll go over them. Secondly, we need kind and gentle speech rather than harshness. Thirdly, we need wise and apt speech rather than carelessness.
第三，我哋要講有智慧嘅説話，唔係好似隨隨便便講一啲説話出嚟。
Fourthly, we need forthright and courageous speech rather than gossip.
我哋唔需要去同人哋去散播呢個謠言，但相反，我要講出一個勇敢。
And the fifth characteristic is we need economical speech rather than impulsiveness.
好多時候我哋講說話嘅時候，我哋要嘅言語要酌量，要小心，唔係突然之間嚇戚起條筋去講一啲說話。
And so let's quickly go over them briefly. First, you need truthful and honest words.
第一件事，我哋需要誠實、真實嘅說話。
Speech has to be honest, not deceptive, right?
我哋要讲嘅嘢出嚟系真嘅，唔系话要欺诈人。
And for example, you see that in 12:17, the first part of 12:17, Chioko, if you could shine that up, a truthful witness gives what? Honest testimony.
佢系一个话，佢话说出真话的显明公义。
But then go down to 15:4 that we read in the first part. It says a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit.
咁但喺第四节佢话乖谬嘅嘴使人心碎。
And so what's the difference?
有咩唔同咧？
The difference is huge, right?
你睇到一个好大嘅唔同。
It's possible to say something technically true.
佢讲一啲系真系真嘅说话。
But you know it's deceptive.
但你好多时你讲啲睇嚟好似真实嘅说话，其实系欺诈人嘅说话。
You know what I mean? Your words are technically true, but someone might say, "Well, it really wasn't a lie."
你可能讲一啲说话出嚟，人哋话啊，呢个唔系真系讲大话吓，理论上边好似系啱嘅嘢。
You technically told the truth, but you led somebody deceptively.
但系当你讲呢啲说话嘅时候，你系有意无意之间去呃咗呢个人，或者将佢呃咗去信某一啲嘅嘢。You
led someone down a thought path that was misleading.
你会令外人对呢一件事有某一种嘅反应，会谂一啲嘅嘢。So
what's wrong with that?
咁有咩问题啫？
What's wrong with deception?
咁样呃人有咩问题啊？
Well, we already mentioned that last time. When you deceive somebody, you're denying that person the right of knowing reality.
当你咁样做嘅时候，你就冇俾呢个人有机会知道究竟个真理、个真实喺边一度。
You're putting a sheet over it. You're putting a covering over reality.
你将呢个嘅现实好似铺咗一层纸上边。
And that leads to two things.
令到有两个嘅结局。
One, it leads to the destruction of community.
令到整个嘅社区一个群体受到伤害。
And secondly, it ruins the other person's ability to make decisions.
亦都另一方面令到另一个人佢唔可以作出呢个嘅决定。
Right, you're a human being, right? How do you make decisions? On the basis of reality, you make decisions, right?
我哋去做决定系基于我哋对现实情况嘅认知。
And the more you really know, the wiser are your decisions.
当你知得越多嘅时候，你作嘅决定会更加明智。
And the opposite true. The less reality you know, the more destructive your decisions will be.
但另一方面，你对个现实情况知得越少嘅时候，你嘅决定错嘅程度越高。
Right? You buy a car.
你买架车。
If nobody told you how it was maintained, you might buy a lemon.
咁你可能你买咗架，人哋冇话俾你听架车系点样样啊，一直点样维修，可能你买咗个柠檬车翻嚟。
Or if the person lied and deceived you into saying I did this to the car, they didn't.
或者有个人话俾你听啊，呢架车我已经同做咗啲咩嘅维修，咩嘅保养，啊，其实佢咩都冇做。
You cannot deceive.
你唔可以去呃人。
We die because of deceptive words.
好多时候，我因为我哋嘅死亡，就因为人哋欺诈嘅说话造成出嚟。
Many of you know this better than I. Societies in which you can't trust the advertisements, they don't last. Those societies don't last.
好多时候你见到好多啲社会，好多时候俾好多欺诈嘅说话，无论广告咩都好，去欺骗嘅时候，呢啲系社会唔会维持到落去。Societies
where you can't trust the government, what they're telling you, historically they fall apart.
历史上边任何嘅政府，当啲人民都唔再去信佢、信唔过嘅时候，呢啲嘅社会亦都好快崩溃。That's
why you and I need honest, truthful language, non-deceptive language.
所以你同我都需要真实、诚实嘅说话。
But the second character trait that you need with your words is gentleness, kindness.
第二个嘅要点就话你讲嘅说话要有呢个嘅温柔，要有呢个良善。
And you see that in 15:1. Jacob, you don't mind if you could shine up 15:1, a gentle answer in the NIV turns away wrath.
在这个15章的第一节里面, 他说一个怎样的温柔的说话, 令到怒气都会消失。
Right. Truth, but gentle truth.
他说是一个真正的说, 一个是温柔, 和柔的回答的说话。
Now what does gentle mean?
什么叫做温柔?
I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. It's not referring to being sensitive or mealy-mouthed. That mealy-mouthed means, you know, indirect, restrained.
当这个不真实的说话,不是只是说,讲一些东西出来这么简单。
Not at all. Look again at Proverbs 25:15.
我们看看这个25章的15节。
It says there, through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue, and here's the Hebrew idiom, can break a bone.
他讲到一个柔和说话有什么能力呢? 他说恒常忍耐可以劝动君王,柔和的舌头能截断骨头。
Again, that's why when you read the Bible, you need a Bible dictionary. You need a one-volume commentary, because if you don't know Hebrew, how do you understand the Hebrew idiom, break a bone?
很多时候我们看圣经,可能都需要一些字典,一些释经书去明白, 好像这一句是一个很出名,一个由希伯来人的一句言语。
By the way, an idiom is an expression, right? Break a bone in Hebrew. What does that mean?
对希伯来人来说,什么叫做截断骨头呢?
Well, to break a bone in Hebrew means to break down the most hardened resistance to an idea a person may possess.
他说到,对一个人,可能他有些很顽固的思想,你令到他这种思想都会改变的。
Do you see what gentle speech means in the Bible?
那你看不看到这个圣经里面讲些什么呢?
Right? Pointed. It could be argumentative. It could be contradictory to the listener. But it's a way that you put it that's digestible.
就算你讲的说话可能同人哋所谂嘅係好唔同,或者同人哋想听到嘅係一啲好唔同嘅说话,你嘅意见係好独特嘅,但你讲出嚟嘅时候係人哋可以明白,可以理解,可以咀嚼到嘅。
You see, the word, what in the world is gentle speech? Well, look at the antonym. Go back to 15:1 again. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word, that's the antonym, the opposite, right? Harsh word. What is the word harsh?
我们看回第15章第一节,他说回答柔和,使怒气消退,言语暴戾,筑怒怒气。什么叫暴戾呢?
Right, harsh is the antonym, the opposite of gentleness. A gentle answer turns away wrath, right? In Hebrew, harsh means inflict pain.
他说,当在这个希伯来人来说,什么叫暴戾呢? 就说暴戾的意思就是会令到人家有这个痛苦在里面。
So, here's the test. Your language has to be motivated not to put the person in their place.
你说一些说话出来的时候,不要令到人家有这个鼓励性,不是将这个人去贬低。
Your language is not to prove that that person is wrong.
你的说话不是说要去证明那个人是错。
Your language is not to belittle someone.
或者令到人觉得自己很渺小,是没用。
Your motivation has to be love.
你的动力,你说这些说话的时候,因为你去爱这一个人。
That's the idiom. It's on slide 4. A gentle word is bone breakingly clear.
他说当你一个说话是柔和的时候,你好像令到人家去截断骨头,一样那么容易去明白,那么清楚。
Yet that gentle word in tone, purpose, voice, and in motivation are words of kindness.
你说出这句说话的时候,你里面有没有这个良善? 你的声线是不是这个柔和,是令到人家能够明白,咀嚼到的呢?
Here's how you can tell whether you're being gentle in what you're saying.
那你可以用这个例子看看你说的说话是不是温柔的说话呢?
Is it painful? to you to say it?
当你讲出来的时候, 你会不会有这个苦痛在里面呢?
The listener says, I don't want to hear what this person is telling me.
如果当我听人话,
but it's obvious, this person loves me.
但很清楚, 这个告诉我的人是爱我,
because I see the pain that person's going through as they're saying it.
当这个人跟我讲的时候, 我看到讲话这个人他所经历的痛苦。
See, if the listener can detect that, you're into gentleness.
如果当他听的人见到那个人是经历这样的痛苦, 有这样的情况的时候, 即是说你的说话是温柔。
Because the listener they know you're in pain.
因为那个人知道你讲出来的时候, 你是经历着这个痛苦。
Because you're not saying things to put them down or to seek revenge.
你不是只是讲出来要令那个人, 觉得很沮丧, 你不是令那个人去贬低他。
You want to right the wrong.
你想将错谬的东西去纠正回来。
Is there nothing more persuasive than gentleness?
当你去温柔地去做的时候, 你就是一个很好劝诫人的方法。
You see, if you display sarcasm, harshness, put down, slams, you might win the battle, but you will lose the war.
无论你用你的嘲讽, 你的讥笑, 你的高傲, 去讲出一些说话, 去贬低人的时候, 你可能在那一刻是赢了那一场的小仗, 但最终你是失败的。
Go ahead, try it. You won't get your way.
去到尾, 你想做的事是做不到的。
You're not going to get the truth out of that.
你不能够将这个真理去带出来。
Speech has to be incredibly honest and has to be incredibly gentle.
说话要非常之诚实, 亦都要温柔。
Here's the third characteristic. You need to be wise and apt. A-P-T. Apt with your words.
另一方面就说, 你第三样东西讲的就说, 你要有智慧, 很直接地讲出来。
And what do we mean by that? Being apt or wise with your words?
我们怎么可以怎么做到呢?
Well, there are several words here in Proverbs that are very important to understand.
在箴言里面我找到很多的例子。
The first appears in Proverbs 10:32a. The lips of the righteous know what is, and here's the key word, fitting.
他说他讲的那些说话是很适宜的。
That word fitting literally means delightful.
当你说适宜的时候,是讲出来,是令到这个人心很高兴的。
That means you choose your words to fit the sensibilities of the listener.
当你讲这些说话的时候, 你用的字眼很适合听的人, 他去听。
That means you make your words moving, attractive.
你讲出来的说话是真的可以打动人的心。
But don't stop there, that's not all. Proverbs 25:11, Chioka, if you could shine it up, 25:11 says, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
他说一句话说得合宜的时候，他说好像在这个银网上里面的金苹果。
And the word apt here is what? Is a Hebrew word that actually has to do with timing.
他说你要选一个很适合的时间去讲一句的说话。
Your words may be true.
你讲的说话可能是真，可能是对。
But if it's at sensibility to the hearer, has to be at the right time, has to be apt.
但要令到听的人听得合适的时候，你需要拣一个合适的时间。
It's useless if it doesn't fit.
如果你讲出来，他都觉得不啱听的时候。
What's it saying? Let me show you slide 5. This is what it's saying.
在第五个slide我会看到。
It's your responsibility as a communicator, clear communicator, to adapt.
你作为一个讲说话的人, 你要去选一个适合的时间, 去找一个适合的契机去做这件事。
You have to make sure. You don't just say, well, I just said it, so what?
我是这样讲的了, 那又怎样?
If you said it in a way the hearer can't hear it, you're not communicating.
你講出嚟都冇人聽嘅，講嚟做咩咧？
It's your job to adapt.
係你嘅責任去揀呢個適合嘅時間去講呢一句説話。
To find exactly what the words are that that person needs to hear.
你要去諗下呢個人去聽嘅時候乜嘢嘅説話係啱佢聽咧？
For the purpose, the order of getting the truth across.
佢個目的就話喺呢個適合嘅時間講呢番説話，令到呢個真理能夠帶到出嚟。
Let me illustrate that with this example: husband and wife.
好似夫婦之間，
right? Husband and wife. Here's the husband. He comes from a family in which the communication patterns are very indirect from a traditional culture.
咁佢。 佢個丈夫嚟自一個傳統嘅家庭，佢哋講嘢嘅時候，唔中意好直接咁樣講嘢。
You know very well, if you're indirect traditional culture, you're not open about your feelings.
你唔會將你嘅個人嘅感受講出嚟，講嘢嘅時候都只係一個單單打打咁嘅方法。
Things were not said out in the open.
唔會將咩嘢都講曬出嚟。
Things were all sort of hinted at, oblique.
好多時候只係你去估下，要猜下嘅。
Okay, so that's the illustration. Here's the husband, right, who does that. Now, look at the wife.
但另一方面，个太太咧，
she comes from a family that's not from a traditional culture.
佢唔係嚟自一個傳統嘅家庭。
She comes from a family which people just blurted out what they thought.
佢嘅家庭嘅習慣就中意講乜啊，爆爆爆咁爆曬出嚟。
And so maybe there's a quick altercation, and then it's over.
咁佢覺得啊，我講曬出嚟嚇，大家好唔開心，係嗰一分鐘唔開心啊，跟住哦過咗氣啦。Right,
she was raised in a family like that, and so it's over. There's nothing anymore.
講完啦，咪講完咯。
So, illustration, right? Husband and wife come together, right, in marriage.
咁但係你想象下，兩個咁嘅人，佢哋結合咗啦。
But what if the husband insists on communicating patterns that he learned in his upbringing?
咁但係你想象下，如果丈夫佢好堅持繼續用呢一種唔直接嘅傾偈嘅方法，
if he insists on doing what he learned in the past over and over, over and over, he's going to hear his wife say, I had no idea what you're saying.
個丈夫話：我係咁樣樣講嘢㗎啦。
And the husband says, I told you a zillion times.
我同你講咗幾千萬次啦。
And the wife again says, I had no idea what you said.
我都唔知你講乜，你講來講去都講唔到個核心出嚟。
The husband was not apt, right? Not apt in his communicating.
所以個丈夫佢喺呢件事上邊，佢講嘢佢唔能夠合意。
And what if the wife uses the pattern of her family background, right?
咁但另一方面，個太太佢只係用翻佢過往啊，佢習慣嗰一個講嘅方法。
Remember, in illustration, the wife is not from a traditional culture. She just blurts out things, right?
個太太就嘣嘣嘣乜嘢講曬出嚟。
So the husband says, or the wife says, why are you calling a lawyer?
點解要叫律師啫？
The husband responds, I thought you wanted a divorce.
喂，你想離婚啊嘛？
No, I was upset, but it's no big deal.
我講完就。 乜都唔記得㗎啦。
Right, I said what I said. That's it. It's over.
我講完就算啦，你做咩咁咩都斤斤計較嘅啫。
And the husband said, it's a big deal to me.
你咁樣講我唔鍾意啊，我覺得你專登嘅。
Right, she wasn't apt. Was not apt in her communicating.
所以個太太佢講嘢嘅時候，佢亦都唔係用咗一個合宜嘅態度同埋方法。
See what the proverb is saying to do?
你睇唔睇到呢個箴言嘅作者喺度講啲咩嘢咧？
An apt word is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
佢話一句合宜嘅説話就好似喺銀網紙裏邊嘅金蘋果。
And a fitting word is like a kiss on the lips.
就好似係喺呢個當你講到適當嘅時候，好似係錫人哋一樣。
That means your words have to be adapted and lovingly crafted to the circumstances, the needs, the capacities of the person.
你去講呢，無論喺咩時候講一句説話嘅時候，你睇下對方係點樣樣，喺咩嘅契機情況裏邊講出嚟。
That's why here at Grace Church, it's such a misfit. You've got a pastor who can't speak your language. It's such a misfit.
會不會其實好似喺我哋嘅情況裏邊啊？ 你嘅牧師唔識講你嗰種嘅語言嘅時候咧？
And then again, it takes two to communicate, right? So you don't understand me, I don't understand you. How can that be?
咁當我哋有咁嘅情況喺個牧師同會眾啊講緊兩種唔同嘅語言嘅時候，我哋點樣樣繼續行我哋前面嘅路咧？
Well, one solution is you have a responsibility. I have responsibility. You have responsibility.
我哋大家彼此都有一個嘅責任喺度。
You and I must do everything possible to make sure that people hear what you say.
我哋你同我都有一個有責任，都要努力去令對方明白你講咗啲咩嘢。
And if you don't do that,
當你冇咁做嘅時候，
you're failing.
咁你就失敗咗啦。
And then you have problems.
咁會有呢個問題。
And if you do what you're supposed to do and be apt, well, it's like a kiss on the lips.
咁但係如果當你講説話合意嘅時候，個情況會好好多。
It's like golden apples in the setting of silver.
就好似一個喺銀網紙裏邊嘅金蘋果。
What does that mean? It's exquisite. It's beautiful.
當你去睇下嘅時候，係一個好靚嘅一漂亮嘅事。
Do you see what the wisdom literature of God is saying to you?
你睇唔睇到呢個神喺呢個嘅智慧書裏邊想講嘅係咩説話咧？
On the one hand, you need truthful words.
一方面你需要呢個真實嘅説話。
On the other hand,
另一方面,
you need kind and gentle words.
你亦都需要温柔嘅説話。
You need to be apt, contextualize, beautify your words.
亦都喺一個合宜嘅契機裏邊講出適當嘅説話。
And the fourth characteristic is you need direct words.
第四就話你要好直接嘅説話。
And that's obvious in Proverbs 10:18. And Chioka, if you could shine that up on screen, please. He who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool.
他說隱藏怨恨的有說謊的嘴，口出殘謗的是愚妄的人。
Now that's a whole sermon in and of itself.
一節嘅說話可以變成一篇嘅講道。
And that's why I'm not going to say much on it now, because I'll say much about it next time.
呢一句說話會係下回去為你分解。
But what's important here is the magnitude of the problem.
我哋睇到呢句說話講到其一個喺個中一個好大嘅問題。
If you're a truthful, direct person, you tend to not work enough on gentleness and kindness.
因為他講到就話，當你一個好直接去講説話嘅人，好多時候你就忘記咗你嘅温柔。
Your timing usually is probably off.
咁你可能你唔會識得去揀一個適當嘅時候去講呢一啲嘅説話。
And on the other hand, if you're really a concerned, kind, gentle, apt person,
但另一方面，可能你係一個好敏感、好識得去揀時間講嘢嘅人嘅時候。
There's a tendency for you then not to be transparent, open, and direct.
咁就可能你講嘢就未必係好透明，人哋睇，將每一樣嘢講曬出嚟。
And Proverbs is saying you need both truthful and gentle words.
佢講到呢個詩人話，你需要呢個真話，但你亦都要去講呢個實話。
And Proverbs says you will die. You will die without both kinds of words.
咁但係當你任何一種嘅説話你冇咗嘅時候，你會導致你嘅滅亡。
I hope you take that seriously. This is God's word. It says you will die.
當神話你會導致你滅亡嘅時候，我希望你對呢句説話係好認真。That
means you can't simply work on just one or two of these characteristics.
唔係淨係話將呢個嘅話語幾個一兩個特點你去顧住佢。That
means you can't ignore one or two of these and not be destructive.
咁亦都唔可以話將一啲講説話嘅要點，其中一兩個忘記咗佢。
On the one hand, you must be willing to come out and tell people the truth.
另一方面你話俾人哋聽呢個嘅真理。
And you need to tell it to them when they need to hear it.
係喺一個適當嘅時候話俾佢聽。
You mustn't be a coward.
你要揀適當嘅時候。
Yet at the same time, you must do so gently and aptly.
你要在適當的時候用溫柔的方法跟他們說。
Now the fifth characteristic of a word is you need to be economical.
第六個就說、啊、你說說話要很經濟的。
And where do you see that? And why? 10:19a
第十章第十九節。
Joke, if you don't mind, if you could shine it up. When words are many, sin is not absent.
多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
You know, that's hard to take because if you say that to someone who makes their living by speaking, wow.
如果你对一个、啊、靠讲嘢来维生嘅人嚟讲，吓唔讲系一件好难嘅事。
Right, that could be very discouraging.
对佢嚟讲系一件好似啊好沮丧嘅事。
That's what the word of God is saying. Too many.Words hinder us.
但佢话到多言多语反而会对人哋造成一个阻碍。
Say just enough.
净系讲你要讲嘅就好够啦。
Not too much to be truthful, kind, apt, direct in your words.
当你嘅说话有真实、有温柔、系合宜嘅时候，讲咗就够啦。
See what the proverb is saying? The more you speak, the more likely you're going to hurt someone.
当你越讲得多的时候，你会令到其他人受到伤害。
And slide 6 will show you Proverbs 17:28, which we didn't read. It says, even a fool, ESV says, even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent.
在这个二十七节，他说到寡少言语的有知识，性情温良的有聪明。
Yet you can't stop there, right? Again, you can't just pluck out one verse and pay attention to that. It has to be in the context of all the verses, right? Yet you need good words or you die.
他说过你需要有好的说话，否则你就会导致你的灭亡。
So if you're a shy type of person, a lip lock type of person who doesn't speak out, who isn't direct, you need to speak good words.
当你不是很多说话的时候，但你讲的时候，你要讲一些良善的说话。
You see the wisdom of God's word, you need a balance, a balance.
你需要一个的平衡。
Be economical, be careful that your words are truthful, but be kind, apt, and direct.
你讲的时候要诚实，有智慧，要是合宜。
And if your words are not like that, you're dying.
他说当你不是这样的时候，你讲多，错多，导致你的灭亡。
If you're not getting words like that, according to the Bible, you're dying.
他说当你不是讲这样的说话的时候，你最终你讲得出来。
Because you saw it, Scripture say the tongue has the power of life and death.
因为他说过你的舌头可以导致一个人的生和一个人的死。
Now, most of us, if not all of us, are not able to speak wisely.
很多人都不能够很有智慧地去讲我们的说话。
Right? Be honest.We're not able to listen like we should.
我哋亦都唔系好多时候，好似圣经所讲，去咁样样去聆听其他人嘅说话。
What are we going to do?
咁我哋点算好咧
？Well, the book of Proverbs tells us how your words can be healed.
但系呢个箴言讲到话，我哋嘅说话点样样可以去医治人咧
？How are we going to be healed?So our words are the words we need to hear and need to say.
咁我哋点样样去医治人，又在乎于啊我哋讲嘅说话。
Well, as far as I can tell, there's only one clue in the whole book of Proverbs, but it's an enormous one.
喺呢个成个箴言圣经里边，只有一句嘅说话，只系讲一句好简单嘅说话。
Joke, if you don't mind, if you could shine up 16:23, the answer is there, the first part, 16:23.
喺呢个箴言十六章廿三节。
A wise man's heart guides his mouth.
智慧人的心教训他的口。
Slide 7, please. Jesus Christ picks up on that in Matthew 12.
在这个的马太福音第十二章
He says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit.
他说一棵树它的果子,一棵树是怎样样,是在乎于它结的是什么果子。
It goes on in 34, you brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you're evil? And here's the key, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
在33、34节，他咁讲，佢话你们或以为树好，果子也好；树坏，果子也坏。因为看果子就可以知道树。毒蛇的种类，他们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
It's out of what fills the heart that the mouth speaks.
当你个内心充满住咩嘅时候，你个口讲出嚟嘅就讲出你内心嘅说话。
You see, you can't just say to yourself, "I'm just going to work really hard. I'm going to work really hard at this. I'm going to hold myself accountable in what I say."
你唔可以净话啊，我会好努力啊，好会记住我究竟讲啲咩嘢。
You know, that willpower, I'm pretty good at it. You know, I'm just going to do it.
我是一个很有自律的人来的。
Because just trying won't do it.
只是去尝试是不足够。
Jesus and the book of Proverbs is ultimately saying the only thing that can heal your words is a change that fills your heart.
他说唯有当你的内心改变的时候， 要会改变到这一切的东西。
That's what Jesus said, right? What fills the heart determines how you speak.
你的心会去控制了你说什么说话出来。
Or to put it another way, all of your mouth problems
会将你的口发出来的问题完全解决了。
Come from what fills your heart.
就是将什么去充斥你今天的内心呢？
And of course, what is the heart in the Bible?
当你个心里边藏住嘅系圣经嘅说话嘅时候，
very important. The heart in the Bible is not the seat of emotions.
好多时候可能睇唔到好多嘅嘢出嚟。
The heart in the Bible is actually your control center, your entire self acting.
对于喺圣经嚟讲，你嘅内心其实就控制晒你每个人嘅动作。
When the scriptures talk about your heart, it's about talking about what you hope in.
当你讲到你的圣经讲到个心的时候，亦都讲到究竟你对咩嘅事有啲咩嘅盼望。
It's what you most love in life.
就究竟你内心里边，你究竟最爱、最想得到嘅系啲咩嘢？
The heart is what gives you meaning for living.
就俾到你嘅人生。
What you are really looking for your significance and your security in your life.
在你的人生里面找到些什么安全感。
That's what heart means in the Bible.
这个就是圣经所讲的内心。
And Jesus says, out of the overflow of all of that are where your problems are.
就是在这个内心里面，就会冲击着你的，会不会是你人生很多的问题。
Just one quick example, why do you lie?
为什么我们要说谎呢？
Well, you might say, I'm a sinner, that's why I lie.
你说，我是一个罪人，我就说谎。
Yes, you're absolutely right, you are a sinner, but why do you lie in a particular way you lie?
为什么要在你这个情形里面要说这样的谎话呢？
Well, the reason you lie is because at that very moment that you're lying, something other than God is at the forefront of your heart.
因为当你在你说谎话那一刻里面，在你内心最前面的就是一些
It's probably somebody's approval. You want to look good before that person. It's a person's approval that's the most important thing to you at that time that you're lying.
你在那一刻里面，你需要跟这个你讲的人要得到他的赞成，得到他的准许，得到他的称赞，所以你讲这一番谎话。
And that according to Jesus is your functional salvation. Because at that time of temptation, your heart is filled with the need for looking good.
在那一刻, 你需要的就在人前人后, 你要觉得你自己好好看,
or else you won't lie.
如果你不需要说大话,
every lie comes because your heart is filled with something.
当你每一次说大话的时候, 你内心里面充斥着的是其他的东西,
and that something at that time when you lie is the most important thing in your life.
因为当你说大话那一刻, 充斥着内心的是另外的一样东西.
That's what we call a functional savior.
很多时候我们的救主好像只是对我们需要的时候自需要的一个救主.
All of our heart problems, all of them become word problems.
很多时候我们的问题其实很多时候我们说说话的一个问题.
Because all of our word problems come from what fills our heart.
我们说出来的说话有问题, 因为我们内心,
and so, what's the answer? What's going to heal us?
那我们怎样去面对, 去解决呢?
Well, the answer is Pentecost, Acts chapter 2.
在这个使徒行传的第二章, 在这个圣灵降临的时候,
Pentecost on the church calendar is June 9th. We celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit on June 9th.
在这个6月9号, 我们庆祝这个圣灵降临.
And what's interesting about Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 is the Holy Spirit comes down on the people, right? And for those of you who know Acts 2, what is the first thing the Holy Spirit does as he fills the people? If you know Acts 2, you know the answer. Healed the tongues.
他说他去在人的舌头上做了一件事,
their speech was affected.
他说他们说出来的说话是有效的.
Even if you didn't know the other person's language in Acts chapter 2, they didn't know each other's language, they understood.
就算他说的说话那个语言, 对方不明白, 但其他人都明白, 知道你在说什么.
At Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, the people there who were filled with the Spirit, they perfectly expressed themselves from the inside.
因为这个圣灵降临, 他发自内心说出一些说话出来.
And the listeners heard a perfect word from the outside.
但其他的人就完全在外面明白他们说的说话.
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the Holy Spirit of God filled their hearts with something new.
因为这个圣灵在内心里面去充满他们.
And of course, if you know your Bible, Pentecost is the reversal of the curse of Babel, Genesis 11.
在这个第十一章里面, 在巴别塔的时候, 是一个刚刚相反的时候.
Because what was the problem in Genesis 11? What were the people's problem?
在这个创世纪的41章, 在巴别塔的故事里面, 当时的人有什么问题在这里呢?
Self-glorification.
人们挂着的是想得到自己的荣耀.
The people's hearts in Genesis 11 were filled with making a name for themselves.
人们很挂着的是怎样在这个世界里面去出名.
Self-glorification.
是自己怎样能够得到荣耀.
Nothing has changed. That's our problem.
他没有一样东西是改变了.
And the language didn't work at Babel because God cursed the language.
因为在当时里面,人们说的说话, 他们大家都明白, 因为神咒了他们的说话.
And the people in Genesis 11 couldn't express themselves in a way that they could be understood.
他们无论怎样跟对方说话, 没有一个人能够明白对方说的说话.
And no one could understand the word from inside.
没有一个人是明白到是从发自内心要讲的说话.
And no one could receive a word that they needed from the outside.
在那天没有一个人能够明白对方讲的说话.
That was the curse, right?
这个是咒诅.
And in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit comes to heal that.
但在使徒行传的第二章, 他讲到就是, 这个圣灵怎么样去医治他们?
How? Their hearts were filled with God.
是讲到他内心怎样被神去充满。
What were their hearts filled with? Jesus.
在他的内心里面充满着的是耶稣基督。
Because when Jesus came into the world, what does John 7:46 say?
这个当耶稣基督来到世上的时候，约翰福音他讲什么呢？
No one ever spoke like this man.
他说没有一个人在世上好像这个人这样讲说话。
Go and look at Jesus. Look at everything he said.
看看耶稣基督他讲的每一句说话。
There's not one unnecessary word that he says.
他讲的说话没有一句说话是多余的。
He didn't have an unkind word or an unapt word.
他没有说一句说话是不适宜或者不是温柔的。
There was not one untruthful word he uttered.
他也没有说过一句的大话。
No one ever spoke like Jesus.
没有人好像耶稣基督这样说话。
And according to the Bible,
根据圣经,
Jesus is the Word.
他说耶稣基督就是这个道成肉身的。
He is the Word of God.
他是神的话语。
In fact, in Hebrews 1, what does it say there? He's the final Word of God.
在希伯来书，他说是到最终极的一个说话。
And I have Hebrews 1:1-2 up on slide 8. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets and many times and in various ways, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe.
希伯来书第一、第二章第一、第二节话，但记在古时，藉着宗先知，多次多方的晓谕列祖，又在这末日，藉着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾藉着他创造诸世界。
I hope you see that Jesus is the Word. He's the only Word that will satisfy your infinite Word hunger.
耶稣基督是一个终极、最终的说话。 能够满足我们对说话的需要。
And why is he the ultimate word?
为什么他是最终那个讲说话的人呢？
Why is he's the only thing that will heal your heart?
为什么是那个唯有他可以医治你的呢？
And therefore heal your mouth. Why?
Why is he the only thing?
Because he got the silent treatment on the cross. God the Father gave him the silent treatment on the cross for you.
因为在十字架上的时候，神掩面不看耶稣基督。
God turned away from his Son for you.
神去为到你的缘故去被掩面不看。
The ultimate cosmic silent treatment for you.
去为到你的缘故，神掩面。
Do you know how hurtful it is to get the silent treatment?
当你被人去漠视的时候，是一个几痛苦的事呢？
We give it to people.
我很多时候都同样这样对其他人。
Jesus takes all your foul words and your silent treatments and your abuse of people and dies for it.
神将你对人哋讲嘅唔好嘅说话。 当你受到所有的冷漠，所有的漠视，神都自己一个人披在身上。
Every one of your sharp, slashing words, he takes
upon himself.
无论你对人家讲的一个多狠心、多狼毒的说话。 Because he said, my God, why aren't you answering me?
他说，我的主，我的神啊，为什么你要离弃我呢？
We deserve what Jesus got.
我们本来应该配得耶稣基督得到的东西。
But he willingly gives us himself for us.
但他为到我们而牺牲。
That's the word you need to hear.
这个就是今天你和我需要的说话。
You are my beloved child.
你是神一个所爱的。
Right? Romans 8:16, we went over that last time.
上个礼拜我是讲过罗马书这一段的说话。
You see, that's the only person that will be able to heal you. And so what are you going to do?
今天我应该怎么做呢?
Are you going to respond to him and follow him, or are you going to just dismiss this
你会系会唔会去跟随佢，抑或你将佢讲嘅说话系不屑一顾咧
？Are you just going to pay him lip service？
亦或者你把
to commit yourself to follow him？
亦或你对于跟随呢件上事上面吓，你只系把口你话你会跟随神
？He's the answer. What are you going to do now？
佢系你嘅答案，你会做啲咩咧
？Receive him。
去接纳佢。
As your Lord and Savior.
是你个人的救主。
Father, we thank you for Jesus, the Word of God.
我们感谢因为神是耶稣基督是神的话语。
The great healer of all our foul words.
是对于我们所讲的说话的一个医治者。
And Father, we pray that we would gain that wisdom today from you.
我们会在今天拿到这个智慧。
Because we live in a world where just words are just thrown at each other and causing great harm.
好多时今日对人哋嘅攻击啊嘅说话造成伤害。
And the only answer to that is the final word of God, Jesus Christ.
系唯有嘅就系话用神最终极嘅说话去回应。
His death and resurrection, we can have hope.
因为他的死亡他又复活令我今天有盼望
And so I hope each Christian here would take that seriously that you're part of the answer to the mess that we're in
让我们今天当我们去跟随你的时候都成为解决这个世界上面的一个答案
As you live out your faith
当你去过出一个活出一个信的生活的时候
People will get glimpses of the word
去睇到呢个话语。
And so, Lord, we pray that your word would be supreme in our lives.
让你嘅话语去掌管我哋嘅生命。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus.
系奉主耶稣基督名求。